the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Third person voted out of Survivor Nicaragua. Jimmy Johnson.
It's very offensive to me. I mean, if you go back to the mention of the...
It was not our intention to have that happen, and... Unfortunately, for us, it did not work out well.
I feel terrible for Nikki. Nikki is a wonderful individual.
Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
Boy, what a headache.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. If you don't believe me, you ought to watch our video cast. 877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming video of the show, live streaming audio of the show, and we've got archives. We've got three new Classic Phil podcasts that have been posted today, as well as a podcast of a pre-show rant. And if you are just listening to the show, but you don't have a backstage pass, then you're missing actually one full hour of the show, because we do a full hour uncensored pre-show that we do on video and audio on our website, philhendryshow.com. So check it out. Now what?
Oh, I can do it later.
No, go ahead.
Well, I don't understand that lady. That lady, was she documented or not documented?
I don't know, Robert. I mean, are you talking about Whitman?
Yeah, because you said that Whitman is a liar. You said she a lying, you know, the word you use, man. I don't want to repeat it.
Well, what do you mean a lie? What did I say?
You said the C word.
Not on the air, I didn't.
No.
Well, why don't you, what are you telling people I'm talking about off the air?
You said truth. You said truth is the bitch.
Yeah.
Well, all right. But look, at the point that I'm making here, we got to move on. You understand that, right?
Yeah, but no, you said truth. If you're saying truth is a bitch, you know.
I didn't say truth is a bitch. I said the name, what we use on the show, the tagline we use is truth is our bitch.
Yeah. So if truth is your bitch,
truth is our. I don't want to have to keep saying it.
But the point that I'm saying is, if that lady is an illegal worker, how come that lady, that Whitman, how come it's her fault?
Well, first of all, man, if Whitman is hiring a woman as a domestic, okay, fine. She went to an agency, and the agency said, we have just the right lady for you. And boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Now, Whitman says, now I want them to be legal. She specified that. Now, I'm just saying, this was 6 years ago, so this was long before she ever considered running for governor of the United States, governor of the state of California.
You said governor of the United States, like it's the president or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, well, you really caught me in that one, didn't you?
That's, it sounded kind of funny.
All right, well, she's running for governor of California. Does that sound less funny?
Yeah.
She's running for governor of California, but 6 years ago she was not running for governor of California, so she had a woman, she had the need for a nanny or some kind of a domestic. She goes to her employment agency. She specifies, I want to make sure they're legal. The employment agency, I'm going to assume, said, oh, yes, of course, Mrs. Whitman, whatever the hell you want. And they send over this girl, this young woman, who becomes a member of the family for 6 years as she said, a member of the household. There were questions raised in 2003 from the Social Security Administration, and the husband, this Dr. Harsh, said to Nikki, Miss Santayoon, you need to check on this. There are some questions. Now, when it was found out last year that she was illegal, they fired her.
Yeah, but that doesn't say that they knew she was illegal.
Well, all right. I mean, you guys are making a point.
Yeah, see? And the other thing is, because they said you got to check on it, doesn't mean he knows she's illegal. It just means he knows that she got to check it.
Yeah. He didn't know about illegal or legal or illegal. About illegal.
Yeah, about illegal.
What are you guys... You sound like idiots.
About illegal.
But I'm talking about illegal.
Yeah, you're talking about illegal. All right, you got a point. You got a very good point. You got a very good point. So the husband said check on it, but he wasn't necessarily, you know, looking to see if the girl was legal or illegal. He was just saying you got to...
See, you just said you went...
What are we doing here, man? Is this some kind of a gymnastic of the mouth?
No, go ahead. Finish your point.
My point is this. If he said check on it, so yes, he was throwing the ball into the court of this domestic, this employee, saying, you got to check on this because I've got a questions. These are queries. Boom, boom, boom. Family goes along. They're assuming. Last year, you're illegal. Boom, you're fired. Okay. I think the Whitman campaign, given the way you guys have presented, I think the Whitman campaign can survive it by simply saying, here are the facts. And they need to turn it on Brown. They got to turn it back on Brown, and they got to turn it back on Gloria. As nice a lady as she is, you know.
You keep saying that, but she's a douchebag.
Well,
she is, man. You keep talking about what a nice lady she is. She's a sack of crap. Twice on Sunday.
Well, here's something here. Talking Points memo. Oh, my God. Is that O'Reilly?
Yeah.
Talking Points memo blog posted scans of the document signed by the housekeeper to the agency. She says she's a, quote, lawful permanent resident, and there are scans of a Social Security card and driver's license for the housekeeper. It's not O'Reilly's blog news site. It's called Talking Points. It's a liberal-leaning blog news site. Well, if it's a liberal-leaning blog news site, they're being very objective here because they're saying that if this girl, this young woman, said she was a lawful permanent resident, that she presented a Social Security card, that she presented a driver's license, she, by all appearances, said that she was, to this agency, a legal resident. Now, it sounds like the kind of a mistake that's made a million times in this country. It sounds like there's nothing that the Whitmans did that was, Meg Whitman or her husband did that was wrong. And I think you guys bring up a good point, but you know, Brown and Allred are going to tag team this thing, it seems like, and they're going to make them look like a horse's rear end, like the back end of a horse backing out of a stable.
Right.
So that's all we're saying, man. You were talking like Meg Whitman is a lying, no good, dirty man. The word you use, all kind of dirty words. You wrote a dirty word to you.
I didn't say dirty words.
Yeah, you did. You said C word.
All right, bud, so don't beat it into the ground. I didn't, you know. What bothers me more than anything else is these people, man, who suddenly are pleading, oh, well, I didn't know. They got all the money in the world. They could hire an American if they wanted to. God knows, this is Meg Whitman, eBay. Right? Want to make sure she's legal. What are you trying to save money on? You know, there's no excuse. There's no excuse in the world for someone with that kind of money to have to cut corners. And I don't know if they're even cutting corners. At $23 an hour, I don't know whether that sounds like cutting corners to me, big time. Because I know, man, with some of these nannies and some of these domestics that are live-in or part-time live-in can charge, that ain't nothing at $23 an hour. And if you got the kind of money that Meg Whitman's got, just go out and hire someone who's an American resident.
Yeah, well, how would they know if they don't look like a Mexican?
Yeah.
Oh, well, am I racial profiling?
You said racial.
Yeah, you said racial profile, okay?
And that's what I mean. On the employment agent form, they asked the woman, can you legally accept employment? And she checked yes. So this woman lied.
Yeah, you said that Meg Whitman was a lying, no good, dirty. You called her a dirty.
You know what, Robert? I get it already, okay? I already got Bud telling me.
Yeah, you said C word.
All right, I understand, man. I'm sorry, Mrs. Whitman or Mrs. Harsh or however they call you. I beg your, you know, indulgence. But I think this is a word to the wise. If you're going to go out and hire someone for a domestic job and you got all the money that God possibly could imagine, I mean, you're eBay, that's some good bread. Just go out and hire someone nice and legal. Man, I ain't got no problem hiring people for my website.
Yeah, what if you hired an illegal Mexican?
Yeah, well, see, there you go. See, there you go. What are the odds that I'm going to hire an illegal Mexican for my website?
If you went out looking for day labor.
What do you mean go out and look for day labor? Day labor to do what, man? To post podcasts?
Yeah.
Where do I go to find a guy like that?
Well, if you go out, a lot of day labor to stand around like on a parking lot.
Oh, I get it. So in other words, there are web administrators from Mexico standing around in parking lot.
You don't know. You're laughing. It could be.
Why are you laughing now? A minute ago, you were wrong.
Because you guys are high on fumes. Oh, okay, let me drive down here to the parking lot, man. You know, I remember they used to gather in the parking lot there in Westlake Village, in that little Westlake strip mall there. And let's go down there, and let's find a web administrator for day labor.
What's wrong with that?
Those cats are construction workers, man. They're laborers. They're roofers. They're framing carpenters. They're not website administrators. So there you go. I don't hire anybody illegal. I got working for me. Everybody I know working for me. Okay? I've worked with them in the radio business. I've worked with them. I know them. Now, that's who I hire. So why is it any different for Meg Whitman when it comes to her house and to her children and to her home and to the maintenance and care of her family? She can't find individuals that she knows and trusts?
But she's not going to try to save a dollar.
Oh, well, you know what? Saving a dollar isn't everything in this world. And this is something I keep telling you guys. You know, saving money is one thing, but getting the job done right is another thing. You want to cut corners all you want and go the cheap route all you want. You can do it, man, and you wind up taking it up the giggy with a Wawa brush.
Yeah, I guess.
Why did I go out and find a day laborer that knows how to website administer?
Good.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming up. Thanks to one company donating money to feed the children, they turned X-rated? Thanks to one company donating money to feed the children turned X-rated. We'll tell you how it happened. Wow. We'll tell you how it happened coming up next to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry. Yeah! It's the Phil Hendry Show.
No.
Yeah, the gayest thing I ever heard.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show, our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. California lawyer sues over attending all-male mountain retreat where he thought his supervisor, quote, might decide to touch his penis.
Take your stinking paws off me.
Now, what are you looking at?
That's not a good drop.
Yeah, you shouldn't have used that.
Well, I used it, okay? Tell me what kind of drop I'm supposed to use?
You don't use a drop like that, man.
Well, I used the drop. I like that drop, and I'm going to use it again. California guy, it might touch his penis.
Take your stinking paws off me.
See? Oh, I see. So you're not going to laugh on purpose, huh?
I'm not that funny.
No, it's not funny, man. I mean, all intents and purposes, you've been kind of flat tonight. And that's all I'm trying to say, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for that, man. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I got to let you know.
Right, maybe you could let me know after the show instead of on the air and embarrass me in front of everybody? Huh?
Well, I mean, you're going to take your stinking penis off me.
That's not what it says.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about, bud?
It says take your stinking paws off me.
No, but that's not what he said. He said it says take your stinking penis off of me.
That's what I thought it said.
No!
It'd be funny if it did.
Well, you know something? I put that on the air. That's my decision, and you guys have no comment on it. And no, it doesn't say what you said.
All right, man, but it would have been funny if it had said that.
Well, it doesn't say that, so it wasn't funny when I used it, so I won't use it anymore. Now, does that make you guys happy?
Not really, because you're wasting a lot of time talking about it.
Well, let me just talk about this, then. A California lawyer has sued his former employer for allegedly docking his pay after he refused to sign for a weekend-long New Warrior personal development seminar that included men disrobing and passing around a wooden phallus.
They gotta be putting me on, man.
No, they ain't putting you on. In fact, I'd like you and Robert, or you and Bud, I forget which.
I'm Robert.
Right. I want you guys to sign up for this. I want the three of us to go on this weekend.
Yeah, but... wouldn't go on a gay thing like that.
Get out of here. I didn't, not just kidding. Orange County Superior Court case Orange County Superior Court case seems like a routine labor dispute between a lawyer and his former firm, except for the salacious accusations involving a little-known, somewhat secretive nonprofit, known as the Mankind Project, which seeks to redefine mature masculinity for the 21st century. Now, this article is written by Ray Sanchez of ABC News. And when he says somewhat secretive, I think that that's an editorial opinion by Mr. Sanchez. It probably is not anything they're hiding. There was that whole, what was that guy, they passing a drum around, bullcrap?
I don't know.
There was some guy back in the, might have been the 90s or 80s, and he and guys would attend his camp, and they'd pass a drum around.
Yeah, well, that's better than passing around a wooden penis.
It's not a wooden, it's a wooden phallus, which is a the same thing, but it's more symbolic, shall we say. Plaintiff Stephen Eggleston.
Oh, Phil, hold on for a minute.
What?
You know, I've seen that picture of Hercules on the side of a mountain there in England, and he got the big long one?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty funny. They made that back in way back then.
It's like they had John Holm back then.
First of all, that carving of Hercules is on the side of a hill in England. What do you mean, John Holmes?
That ain't who it is?
It's thousands of years old, man. It ain't John Holmes. It's Hercules. And it was made by Roman soldiers. And the reason why Hercules is carved into the hillside there is Hercules was revered by Roman soldiers, the Roman legionnaires. Hercules was very evidently endowed. He's got a long you-know-what. And that was the hero, the god, if you will, of the Roman soldiers. And so that was Hercules, and he's carved into the side of the mountain there. John Holmes.
Well, look like John Holmes.
2,000 years old, John Holmes, yeah. So that's what Hercules, and that's what that means. The evident masculinity, the evident whatever the hell they call it, is a part of his power. And so the Roman legionnaires that were stationed in Britain and in Great Britain at that time in history, many, 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 many thousands of years ago, well, a couple thousand years ago, that was their, you know, that was their god, if you will.
That just seemed kind of weird that a Roman legion man wanted, looking at a guy with a big one.
Well, in your mind, bud, that's what it is, a Roman legion man looking at a guy with a big one. That was a religious symbol, not in the sense that we know religion. It was a spiritual symbol. It was meaningful to the Roman soldier at that time. That's what Hercules was, so.
Yeah, talk about a soldier looking like a guy with a big one. Soldier today, they like to look at a lady.
It ain't like they're gay, man. It's a different thing, man. I can't even get into it. I can't explain it. Anyway, getting back to this California lawyer suing over attending an all-male mountain retreat. The lawsuit said that this gentleman, Stephen Eggleston, after reading reports about the seminars, was understandably concerned. Understandably concerned over the possibility of sitting naked in a room with his supervising attorney who might decide to touch his penis or that he might be required to disclose details about his sex life.
Man.
Eggleston says in the complaint that after skipping the weekend retreat, which the Mankind Project website describes as a modern male initiation and self-examination, yeah, I'll bet it is.
Yeah.
His compensation dwindled to nothing, and his supervising boss, Mr. Biznar, Joe Biznar of Biznar and Chase, I guess is the name of the law firm, became so hostile that he had to quit.
Yeah, Mr. Biznar was not able to touch him.
Then that's why he got hostile, probably.
I don't know. This is what the guy's claiming. Do you understand that in a lawsuit you can claim anything? You can claim anything you want in a lawsuit. That's why so many guys get worked up, a lot of women get worked up over divorces, because in a divorce proceeding, a hostile divorce proceeding, you say anything you want about the other party, and people get crazy. They don't realize, they don't understand that the judge and has seen it all before. Although, you know, I don't know. Anyway, according to the complaint, Biznar told Eggleston that he couldn't require him to attend, but repeatedly pressured him to attend. Chase, however, said Biznar had only suggested it. Chase said there was no retaliation and called the complaint a shakedown lawsuit by a disgruntled employee who failed miserably at his job. Eggleston was hired on a 6-month contract, he said, and let go because of poor performance. Mr. Biznar, who had attended and spoken at Mankind Project training sessions, routinely encouraged the firm's 30 staff members to participate in personal and professional development seminars, according to Mr. Chase. Although Biznar has encouraged him to attend, Chase said he's never participated in New Warrior training because he thinks that his partner, Mr. Biznar, is a gay freak. No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, you got to say he did.
Well, I can well see a guy saying, I ain't going to, you know, maybe he sucks at his job, and he's, hey, and another thing, you guys are freaks for wanting me to go to that thing, and let me just get the bottle out of the drawer in my desk, have another swig, and decide what I'm going to do with my future. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with that Chad Ochocinco. Wow.
Phil Hendry.
Mr. 8-5, man.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
How about that with the fellas? Welcome back here. Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman with me here in our news hour, and we're looking at this story. This guy, a lawyer, suing over attending all-male mountain retreat where he thought his supervisor might touch his penis. This is a guy named Stephen Eggleston, and apparently this man suing the former law firm that he worked for allegedly docking his pay after he refused to sign up for a weekend-long New Warrior personal development seminar. Now, the name of this group is, as we have just indicated, the Mankind Project, or as we indicated in our last quarter hour. Mr. Eggleston, it's a goofy group of people, and there's nothing illegal about that. And if there's nothing illegal or there's nothing actionable about a group of employees from a company going off to some goofball thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that would make me very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
It might make you uncomfortable. It's not, you can't, suppose me and Bud went off to the Mankind Project.
I'm not going to go into anything that is partially gay.
I'm not saying that you're gonna. I'm just using as an example. That doesn't mean that I'm asking you to go with us.
Well, what is that, like some kind of a daisy, you know?
Can you shut up, man, and let me talk to him? I'm saying that it's not an actual, you can't sue me because I'm going off to the Mankind Project on the weekend.
Yeah, I know, but if you make me feel like I'm gay.
How am I going to make you feel like you're gay? What are you talking about, man?
If you go off to the Mankind Project and I feel unduly, like,
if he feels as he's unduly gay.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know what you're talking. What do you mean unduly gay? I can't make him feel gay, and that ain't what this is about.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you go to Mankind Project and I feel pressured into touching you in your private, then I will sue.
You can't feel pressured into doing that unless I pressure you into doing that, man, and I would never do that, okay?
Yeah, but what about you going over and touching on the phallus?
What I'm trying to say to you is at a certain point, Robert, your prejudice is going to be the bigger issue here.
No. If you're going off to the phallus convention and...
Yeah, if you go to the phallus convention and then you come back and I feel pressure...
What do you mean the phallus convention? Are you talking about this thing?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Mace. Whatever it is I do with my private life is my business. This, in America, that happens to be the case. You and Bud and everybody listening to us, whatever we do during our free time is what we do during our free time. It may be constructive, it may be destructive, it may be boring, it may be exciting, sometimes it may even be illegal. But it is what it is. When we're here working, this is what we're doing, man. I don't bring up stuff that I'm doing. Sometimes I'll tell you guys the TV shows I'm watching.
Yeah, well, one time you told me about a TV show you was watching about a guy he got touched.
Hey, listen, Bud, I'm going to haul off and smack you in about 5 seconds.
Why are you going to smack him?
Because he's making it seem like I'm watching something on Investigation Discovery about some freaking pederast that all of a sudden I'm kind of pressuring you. Are you out of your mind? What we're talking about here is this Mankind Project. Let's keep this thing on. Let's keep it on the rails, if you don't mind.
Well.
Yeah. Eggleston's lawsuit has brought unwanted attention to the Mankind Project. Now, this guy is suing because he said he felt pressured to go to this thing that he thought had some weird stuff going on. The phallus and the this and the that and the touching people and all of this jazz. He didn't dig it. Now, this agency, the legal firm he works for, John Bisnar and Brian Chase, this guy Bisnar goes to these things, Chase doesn't. These guys are two partners. They run this law firm. They have young lawyers that work for them. Bisnar goes off to the phallus convention, and Chase goes, boy, what a freak. But they're partners, and they've been profitable. Chase did say, we have yoga on Fridays. Bisnar will encourage people to go to professional seminars for trial lawyers or paralegals. He also encourages people to do personal development. He's passed out Deepak Chopra books. Oh, this guy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, now, hold on. We've had tickets to Anthony Robbins seminars. He encourages people to better themselves. Oh, you know what? These people that encourage you to better yourself, that's one thing. Passing out Deepak Chopra books. Eggleston's lawyer, Kate Hartman, denied that her client had signed a contract and said he brought more than 100 cases to the firm over 8 months. He was, quote, freaked out by what he learned about the Mankind Project over the internet and twice refused to attend the seminar, leading to problems with his boss. So he's claiming that his refusal to go to this seminar, which you guys call the Phallus Convention.
Well, I don't know. It's called a Mankind.
Yeah. He's claiming that his refusal directly led to the deterioration of relations between himself and his employers. And eventually he was, he says, well, I don't know. They say he quit. Does he say he quit? I don't know. But nonetheless, his compensation dwindled to, quote, nothing. Now, the attorney Hartman says, the attorney for Mr. Eggleston says, I've talked to many former employees at Bisnar and Chase, and they don't know about any other seminars being offered other than this particular one. Based on the information that I have, the only seminar they've asked employees to go to, and they're very hot and heavy on it, is this new warrior training. So Mr. Eggleston said that the environment got so hostile, he had to quit.
Yeah, they're pressuring him into going off and touching people and everything like that.
We don't know what it... No, they're pressuring him to go off to this thing.
Yeah, but he's sitting around with no clothes on. Are you kidding me, man? He's sitting around nude, and I got a wooden penis and everything.
What about that?
Oh, well, gee, I mean, let's arrest him. Let's send the cops in. Are you guys... What are you guys, homophobes or something? Let's suppose that's what that was. What has to be proved here is whether this guy was pressured. Anybody can do anything they want. Do you understand? Guy could go off to the New Mankind Project and have the wooden phallus and pass it around and frolic in the weeds nude. He can do anything he wants. You cannot, however, pressure another person into doing this as a stipulation of employment. Okay, saying you're going to get fired unless you sign up and do this and that and everything else, that becomes an actionable, okay?
Well, that's what they're saying, though.
That's what he's saying. Now, the attorneys on the other side are saying something different. Nonetheless, his lawyer says, she says, I've talked to employees. They are not going to Deepak Chopra. There's no Anthony Robbins this. The only one they're really hot and heavy on is this new warrior training at this Mankind Project baloney. Is this California? It's got to be. Yeah, it sure is.
What do you think?
You know something, man? I lived through this stuff in the 70s. I saw it beginning in the 60s. I saw it become almost contagion and deadly in the 80s. I don't believe that California's still like this. With this jive ass.
Yeah, you said you went up to Big Sur, though, and you said you even seen that Esalen Institute and everything like that.
So what?
What are you doing going up there anyway?
Oh, well. Oh.
Yeah, but you said you went up there.
Oh, well, I must be a commie, huh? Well, let's call in the cops. Phil went to Big Sur.
You said you seen it.
I've seen Big Sur a million times. I hitchhiked through there.
Yeah, what are you doing up around that thing? What do they call?
The Esalen Institute. Dude, I don't go near that crap. I go to my favorite hotel up there, which I ain't saying the name of because I don't want to turn it into a mob scene.
Yeah, the Post Ranch Inn.
Well, you should
say.
Shut up. Eggleston's lawsuit has brought unwanted attention to the Mankind Project with some men, which some men credit with helping them confront childhood traumas. The complaint said Eggleston learned about what Mankind refers to on its website as a carved wooden phallus by doing a Google search, which also yielded reports of the 2005 suicide of a 29-year-old man who shot himself 2 weeks after attending a Warrior weekend near Houston.
What?
Carl Greiser, executive director of the Mankind Project, said the nudity is optional, comes near the end of the weekend seminar. The exercise is optional as well. There is nothing sexual about the nudity, he said, and sex and masturbation are forbidden.
How are you going to forbid that?
Just hold on, man. The primary reason for using the wooden phallus is to help men deal with sexual shame, Greiser said. In our culture, where sex is so charged, the fact that we do this is something that a lot of people are really uncomfortable about. There is so much homophobia in the culture that even the this is directed toward you guys. There's so much homophobia in the culture that even the concept of men being nude together in some context other than locker room is seen as really weird, if not crazy.
Well,
now that's the first thing the guy said that's right.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go and be nude.
Did I say I was going to go do that? Have you been nude in a locker room?
Not really.
No.
Are you kidding me? You guys both played sports. You never were nude in the locker room with guys after sports.
Well, yeah, that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's because you're taking a shower and everything.
That's the point the guy's making, though. Because you're nude with another guy doesn't mean it's sexual, is what he's trying to say. The 25-year-old project includes 35 nonprofit and charitable organizations in 7 countries, Greiser said. It operates 30 centers in the United States. With the 48-hour, $650 New Warrior Training Adventure. 48 hours, $650. That ain't bad for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's a real deal, man. I get to, for only $650, I get to nude up.
Yeah, that's a deal, all right.
Yeah, man. When do I sign up for that, man?
Our focus is basically on teaching accountability and integrity to men. All right, so, you know, so these guys are where they are, man. But here's the thing. You can't pressure a guy into doing something they didn't want to do. Now, this Eggleston guy, his complaint refers to the wrongful death lawsuit filed against Mankind's Houston operation by the family of Michael Cinto, a recovering alcoholic who committed suicide in July 2005, 2 weeks after attending a seminar. A Houston Press story about the death quoted a letter Cinto wrote to the sheriff's office before taking his life, in which he wrote of being required to sign a confidentiality agreement, of being blindfolded and taken on tours in the nude, of naked men dancing around candles, and men revealing their sexual histories while passing a wooden phallus. Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up, man.
That's that. Where do I go to sign up for dancing in the nude?
After his death, Cinto's family discovered a list of Mankind members that included prominent local politicians and academics. Next thing you know, they're going to turn this thing into like a witch's coven. Here's a quote from Mr. Greiser, the executive director. Asked whether there is touching, Greiser said, quote, "A person can, but it is absolutely not part of the program. It's completely non-sexual, and our intention is to give men an opportunity to talk about what their experience, about their experience of the body, their physicality, and their sexuality has been." Man, I don't know about that.
I told you.
Well, it might be good for some guys, you know. And I'm not ready to damn people that experiment in, you know, ways that maybe society doesn't understand. But I am ready to damn individuals who make it a condition of someone's employment after the fact and pressure people and otherwise make it an uncomfortable environment to work in because... and this lawsuit, by the way, is based out of Orange County, but there are Mankind projects all over the country. So he said that it was a hostile work environment. It's a very interesting story. And we'll get back to, you know, we'll give you more details on this goofy Cali, you know, only in Cali, man. I'm telling you.
Well, you.
Okay, bud, I tell you what, we'll give you a couple minutes. You can spit it out, okay?
Figure it out, man.
Coming up, a Michigan father of nearly 24 kids with over a dozen women has been sent to jail. We'll tell you what for. This guy goes to jail because he's got 24 kids and a dozen women. He's a good heterosexual. He's in jail, but these other guys are dancing around a camel?
Candle.
I mean a candle? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Who is worse than both?
broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here. Our website, philhendryshow.com, for everything you need. After the show, check out our show log. We have a show log posted after every show, so you know, you can keep a record of the, you know, the explosive and sometimes, I don't know.
Mentally deranged.
Mentally deranged, yeah, show that we just put on. So check it out, philhendryshow.com. After fathering 23 children, Howard Veal, who may be the biggest deadbeat dad in America, has been sentenced to 23 to 48 months in jail for failure to pay child support. Well, how about that? How about that? Kent County Judge Dennis Lieber, in my entire career, I have never seen a case like this where so much was owed to so many and ignored. I guess at some point, the courts... See, my take on child support is the following. If you're ordered by a court to pay child support, then you pay it. I don't give a damn if you don't think it's fair. If you got a lawyer, you can go back and have it lowered. As a matter of fact, the child support situation in California is as follows. They enter the father's income into a computer. They enter the mother's, you know, and it's all done by way of numbers. Nobody's looking at you and saying, boy, because you're particularly ugly, you're going to have to pay this or that. No one is saying that because you're 5'2" as opposed to 5'9", no one's saying because you're black instead of white. They enter it into a computer. Here it is. This is what you pay. Pay it. Now, in California, as opposed to Michigan, nobody goes to jail for failing to pay child support. You didn't know that, did you?
What?
No. No one. I've never heard of anybody going to jail in California for not paying child support, ever. Ever. And believe you me when I tell you this, I have had some intimate dealings on this topic. I've never heard of anybody in this state. I've never heard of one judge or DA in the state of California ever getting up off their fat ass long enough to charge anybody when it comes to child support. I've even heard of lawyers that represent women who've gone after the husbands for child support. These are the lawyers that are representing the women. I've heard of these guys making excuses for the guy they're going after. It's a real, oh, it's beautiful. And then they come up with a father's rights. But, you know, I don't mind father's rights. I think it's great. I think if there are men out there getting screwed by ex-wives, they can't see their kids, they're being used financially, I certainly believe and endorse any and all legal remedies to help those men. Absolutely, without question. But I'll tell you right now, if I find out that there's some scumbag, some psychopath, who because he just doesn't want to have to pay, because he doesn't like the way she left him, because he feels humiliated, because he feels no woman leaves me kind of a thing, that guy belongs, I think a guy like that eventually is going to do it to himself, buried. So there's a big difference to me between a man who is a good father and trying to meet his responsibilities and is being messed with by the ex-wife. I understand that that happens, and that man should have the full protection of the law. I also know, though, that there are douchebags out there who, under the guise at protection of so-called father's rights, want to violate court orders, restraining orders. They want to violate temporary restraining orders. They claim to see their kids. Now, they don't give a sweet damn about their kids. They want to screw with the wife, the ex-wife. Those jackasses you can see coming a mile away. And do the courts do anything about it? All too often, too late. Now, this Michigan slob accumulated a debt of more than $533,000 in child support payments, according to court records. He allegedly failed to support his children beyond a few meager payments. You are the poster child for irresponsibility, Lieber told Veal. You're an insult to every responsible father who sacrifices to provide for their children, said the judge. In the last 7 years, Veal reportedly paid less than a total of $90 for two of his children's upkeep. You know what bothers me more than anything else about this story? This is an asinine story. So there's a guy out there who owes $533,000 in child support. He's got 14 wives and 23 kids. Of course you're going to make an example out of him. Of course you're going to write a story about him, and of course you're going to report it all across the country and around the world. How about this guy with the 14 wives and the 23 kids and the Of course you're going to write about that. Of course people will be outraged. Well, what people don't do and what they don't get outraged about and what they don't write about are the overwhelming majority of people, of men who are delinquent when it comes to child support. They're not owing $533,000, but there's enough of these guys out there that owe enough money. There's people living hand to mouth because there's guys out there stiffing their kids by not paying their child support. They don't have 14 wives. They ain't got 23 kids. They got one kid, two kids. They still ain't paying. Write some stories about that. Anyway, this guy's some slob. He's got a checkered employment history. I guess he likes women, or he hates women, or he hates kids, or he likes kids. I don't know what his problem is, but he's going to jail for a total of 48 months. A half a million dollars this guy owes in child support, 48 months.
Sounds like a pretty good deal to me, man.
A pretty good deal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Yeah, you want to be the dad of 23 kids. Good luck.
Yeah. Anyway, the show is produced by Jason Rance, technical director Charles Wigan, and Dan Northcraft, our associate producer and screener. Until tomorrow night, or tonight, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry.